Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding four lines from the top on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Amram Nasan, Amatraxin layichriu b'chachamim iklafnim ikilachot. We mentioned that Amatraxin that they had in the first Beis HaMikdash, so the chachamim, the Bizman Bayisheni, they weren't able to be ma'achriya, if that makar that the Amatraxin took up, this Amathik wall took up, was that considered the Heichal, or was that considered the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Did it take up a space, an Amma of the Heichal, or did it take up an Amma of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So mask for Rav Yehuda, my time, what's the suffix? The pasuk says that Shlomo Melech, the bayis that Shlomo Melech built, Lashem, the bayis referring to both the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the total, it was Shishim Amma Arkoi, it was 60 Amos long, the Esrim Rachbay, 20 Amos wide, the Shloshim Amma Kaimasu, and 30 Amos tall. The pasuk says, "Varboim ba'amu hayu habayis," that the heichal was 40 amos long. Who a heichal lefnai? Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Lefnai hadvir esrim amu ayrich v'esrim amu ayrich v'esrim amu kaimasay." And it says that the kodesh hakadoshim that was lefnai hadvir that was behind the wall. So that was 20 amos long, 20 amos wide, and 20 amos tall. And so now it comes out. So the heichal was 40 amos. Then the kodesh hakadoshim was 20 amos. So maybe you'll say, "V'lo yadid an amatraks and imahani esrim imahani arboim," that we didn't know if the Amatraxin took up an Amma of the 20 Ammas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or did it take up an Amma of the 40 Ammas of the Heichal? Well, frak the Gemara, maybe it's neither. Maybe it's not either of the 20 or the 40. And when the Pasuk describes it as being 60 Ammas long, that's because we're only referring to the actual space of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's not recounting the walls. If you count the walls, so the Amatraxin was a, there was 61 Amos. The Amatraxin was an extra Amma. And Teda says the Gemara, now I'll even bring you a Raya that we're not counting the Amatraxin, to call Heichal the Kachashiv Kaislim Chashiv in the day. When we do talk about the walls, the different walls and thicknesses of the walls of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you see that we count the Amatraxin on its own. Not only we learned in the Mishnah, The Mishnah says that the Heichal was Mea Beru Mea. It says that the Heichal was 100 by 100 with a height of 100. Meaning the total of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and everything, with the walls and everything. How did we get to the fact that it was 100 Amos? Because Kaisa Ulam was Chamesh. The thickness of the wall of the Ulam was 5 Amos. The Ulam Machasasar. The Ulam itself was 11 Amos long. Kaisa Leichal was 6. The Arkai Arbaim Amma. And the length of the Heichal itself was 40. The Amitraxin was another Amma. Amis and Amatraxin. The Chaf Amma based Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was another 20 Amos long. Kaisala Heicha, referring to the wall behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the thickness of that wall was 6, was 6 Amos. The Ted, the chamber behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 6, was another 6 Amos. The Kaisala Tam was 5, was 5 Amos thick. So, and then that's a total of 100. 5, 11, 6, 41, 20, 6, 6, and 5 is a total of 100. But the point is that you see that the Amatraxin wasn't part of the 40 of the Heichal or part of the 20 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was its own Amma. So says the Gemara. So what does it mean? We weren't sure if it was considered part of the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What the Gemara meant to say is that the Chachamim weren't sure if the Kedusha of that Amma had Kedushas Heichal, didn't have Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Behind the Rabbi Yochanan, which is Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that by Yosef Yishutzel, that Yosef Yishutzel had a suffix, Udvir B'seich HaBayis, Mivnima Heichal Asitin Shabbos Arbis Hashem. That's the Pasuk. It's Lewi Bayi Lehi. He had a suffix about this Pasuk, that Heichi Kamar. Then how do you read the Pasuk? Where do you put the Kama? Heichi Kamar Krap. Do you say Vidvir B'seich HaBayis, that there was a wall, a partition put inside the Bayis, and then Mipnima, on the other side of that wall, Heichal Asitin Shamas Arbis Hashem. So that's where they put the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And which would give off the connotation that the wall itself was part of the Heichal. It's only on the other side of the wall that you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aydilma Hachikamakra, or maybe the pasuk means like this. Aydilma Hachikamar, that Vidvir B'seich HaBayis Mipnima, that the partition was placed inside of the Bayis Mipnima, meaning already in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the wall itself had Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see that was Mamish Yosef Yishutzel Safik was regarding this Amatraxin, was how to read this Pasuk. and based on how to read the Pasuk, we would know if the Amatraxin had Kedushas Heichal or Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Frak the Gemara, Mimis Afkale, did Yosef Yishutzel really have a Safik how to read the Pasuk? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa that Isi ben Yehuda either, the Isi ben Yehuda said, and like we'll see soon that Isi ben Yehuda is Yoshif Ishutzel, said, and Isi ben Yehuda said, and Chamish Mikrais Betayre in La Mechra. He counted five psukim in the Torah that don't have a achra how to read them. Se'es, Meshukadim, Machar, Arav, Vekam. These five psukim, which Rashi goes through the context of them, that it's not clear if Se'es is going on the first half of the pasuk or the second half. Same with Meshukadim, Machar, Arav, Vekam. And included in this list is not the pasuk of the Dvir. So you see that he didn't have a suffix about the Dvir. He only had a suffix about these five. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa that who Yosef Yishutzel, who Yosef Abavli, who Isi Ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gurariye, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalel, Umashemai, what was his actual name? Isi ben Akiva Shemai, his actual name was Isi ben Akiva. But the point is that Yosef Ish Hutzel and Isi ben Yehuda are the same people. And he said that he was only mesubik about these five psukim. Mashemai didn't have a suffix about the pasuk of the Dvir. Says the Gemara b'dar Raisa, Laka, but in the V.A. Ika, in the Chanami, in the Torah, it was only these five. He didn't have any more sveikas other than these five. But in Nevi'im, like the Pasuk of Nevi'ir, which is the Pasuk of Malachim Aleph, so that he had other Sveikas. Frak the Gemara, Bidarai Salaka, and even in the Torah, there's only these five Pasukim that he was Mesubik about. Va'ika, Debay Rav Chista, but there would seem to be another Pasuk that Rav Chista was Mesubik about. The Pasuk says, V'yishlach as Nari B'nei Yisrael V'yalu Eilois. So do you put a comma there on Eilois, and what is the Eilois? The Pasuk doesn't tell us, and we'll assume that the Eilois is Kvasim. And then when the Pasuk concludes, V'yizvichu Zvachim Shlamim Parim, so that's referring to Parim. The Shlamim that they brought were Parim. Aidoma Idi V'idi Parim, or maybe no, maybe read the pasuk altogether that v'yishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael v'yalu oilais v'yizbichu zvachim shlamim, and all of these things were parim. That parim goes back on both the oilais and the shlamim. So you see, it is another pasuk which doesn't have a hachra. And for the Gemara, the Rav Chista misafkulei Isi ben Yehuda pshitulei. And the Chanami, Rav Chista was mesupik had to read this pasuk, but Isi ben Yehuda never had a suffik regarding this pasuk. He only had a suffik regarding the other five pasukim that we mentioned.